own, guaranteed.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by the Executive Director of the Peterson Automotive Museum out in Los Angeles. His name is Buddy Pep, and I have not had the pleasure of chatting with Buddy before. He replaces Dick Messer, who replaced Ken Gross, who replaced Dick Messer once before. So he's the fourth guy to hold the distinction of being the executive director of what is arguably, in my opinion, the best automotive museum in the country. Of course, the folks up in Tacoma, Washington are hoping to claim that prize real soon. They're building a museum up there called the LeMay Auto Museum, and they're already calling it America's Auto Museum. It's not going to open for another year or so, but that sounds like it's going to be a fabulous facility as well. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at our regular number. It's 800-259-9231. Email, it's Bob Long Radio, B-O-B-L-O-N-G, R-A-D-I-O, at yahoo.com, or bob@boblongradio.com. A little later on in the hour, this guy was recently down at the Greenwich Concours d'Elegance in Greenwich, Connecticut. He also was at the California Miele event last April, I believe. We're going to be talking with Jeff Walker from Chubb Classic Car Insurance all about their price guide, and they're in collaboration on that with the folks at Sports Car Market Magazine, Keith Martin, out of Portland, where, of course, we're heard on the great radio station KPAM, the talk of Portland, a wonderful city and a wonderful publication based in that city, Sports Car Market, and Keith Martin. In hour number three of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, one of my favorite automotive journalists of all time, William Jeans, will be joining us. He has written a wonderful couple of articles for the current edition of the Saturday Evening Post. It's the May-June issues, and one's about the love affair that we've been having with the automobile for the past 125 years, and talks about the early days of the automobile and talks about the history of the last 125 years. And also in the same magazine, he's got an article about the Indy 500, which this past May celebrated 100 years. It was Memorial Day 1911 that they ran the first 500-mile race at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It wasn't the first race held at the Indy 500. At the Indy racetrack, I should say, it was indeed the first Indy 500. But William does a wonderful job of telling the history of the Indy 500 in a piece called Ladies and Gentlemen, Start Your Engine. So he's going to be coming up in the third hour of the broadcast. We'll throw out another trivia question here. We threw out one in the first hour of the broadcast about electric starters, something we all take for granted now, turning a key, pushing a button. The engine starts. You don't have to hand crank it like they did in the old days back 100 years or more ago. All vehicles had to be hand cranked. Well, let's talk about another innovation that we take for granted, and we'll throw out a trivia question along the same lines. The turn signal, the electric turn signal. Many people here in 2011 still don't use their turn signals, but nevertheless, it was an American manufacturer that introduced the electric turn signal. It was during the decade of the 1930s, 1937 to be exact, which automaker brought us the turn signal? That's the up to the second trivia question here on Auto World. 800-259-9231 or bob long radio at yahoo.com. If you're into Facebook And if you're in the media, if you're in radio like I am, I have no choice between you and I. My wife hates Facebook. I know a couple of radio friends that absolutely hate Facebook. But, you know, I think it's good for social media and connecting with folks. And so I'm on there personally at Bob Long, and I'm on there with this radio program, Auto World, and I'm on there with kind of an all-encompassing one for me as I do a couple of other automotive radio shows as well, Bob Long Radio. So you can connect with me via Facebook and you know, check that out if you're into those such things. But don't hesitate at any time. If you get an idea for a cool guest you'd like to hear on the broadcast, or if you have a question about anything automotive, new car related, classic car related, if it's mechanical, if it's about car buying, I am here at your service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, boblongradio@yahoo.com. And speaking of that, there are so many new cars around the bend. As a matter of fact, if you check out our network's website, gcnlive.com, I try every week to post a new vehicle review. I've been so busy in the last several, I have not. So the next new vehicle review for me that you're going to see up there is actually going to be on the Ford Taurus SHO, the show, as they call it. And then we'll follow that up with a piece on the Subaru WRX STI. And then we'll do a story on... why don't we do a story on the Kia Optima, which is a vehicle that I had last week. Very impressed with that vehicle. This week, the test vehicle in the Long household is the new Infiniti, the M Series Infiniti. So we'll tell you about that another time. But right now, let's go out to Los Angeles, California, and welcome the executive director of the Peterson Automotive Museum, Mr. Buddy Pep, to the airways of Auto World. Buddy, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure meeting you via the phone here. I've been a longtime fan of the museum and have done many an interview with your predecessors, Dick Messer and Ken Gross. And I understand my producer, Matt, was telling me that you were receiving an award just minutes ago. So share with us what award you just received.
I'm at the Concours, the San Marino Concours, which is a beautiful Concours here in San Marino, California. There's about 220 cars, and I own a Dino Ferrari, a 1972 Dino.
Beautiful.
And they had a Dino class, and sure enough, I was fortunate enough to have placed. I came in third in my class, which I'm thrilled and excited about, and I'm going to come home with a nice little trophy.
Oh, that's fantastic. You guys do such a wonderful job at the Peterson. I consider it the finest automotive museum in this country. I've done many an interview also with Leslie Kendall, the curator. And let's talk a little bit about some of the current exhibits. You've got one called Scooters, and you've got another one called Supercars. Let's begin with the Scooters. Size doesn't always matter, and that's... just kicked off, going to be kicking off actually on June 18th. Tell us a little bit about this exhibit.
The exhibit opens next Friday, and to the press, and it opens actually to the public next Saturday. We have accumulated 95 of the most incredible scooters, and we have been fortunate enough to get these scooters from all over the world. And our exhibits team is just finishing the exhibit itself, and we're going to start placing the cars on Wednesday, and by Friday they'll all be in place. And if you've been to the Peterson and seen some incredible exhibits, and we have had some incredible exhibits, in my opinion, this one here is going to top them all. The scooters that you're going to see are just mind-boggling, and they're wonderful.
Oh, that's fantastic. Hold that thought, buddy. When we come back on the other side, we'll continue to talk about scooters and also another exhibit right up my alley, Supercars, When Too Much Is Almost Enough. This is Auto World. We're live across North America. Don't go away. I'm Bob Long.
Get into my car. is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. Zeo King Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. Zeo King flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. Zeo King Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your Zeo King Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Auto World. We've been on the air for 19 years nationwide, and we thank you so much for being here each and every week at this time. Buddy Pep joins us, the executive director of the Peterson Automotive Museum in Los Angeles. He's telling us about an upcoming exhibit all about scooters. But, Buddy, let's talk about this supercar exhibit that opened up in March and will run through October 18th. An incredible collection of supercars. I've always loved these cars. I'm fascinated by them, and I know one of the vehicles in the collection, at least one, I know the 2006 Bugatti Veyron actually belonged to the collection of the late Robert E. Peterson. Are any of the other supercars part of that collection?
No, they were all acquired from private parties other than the Veyron. And there are 17 cars in the supercar exhibit. And the slowest car, top speed, I think, is 145 miles an hour. And the Veyron has a top speed of something like 235 or something like that. It's an amazing exhibit of 17 wonderful, wonderful supercars. And if you're in the Los Angeles area, I'd love to have you come out and take a look at the exhibit. Do you have a little bit of time to story about
sure.
the Veyron?
Absolutely.
We had a gentleman, 17 years old, who had a make-a-wish, and his wish before he passed away was to go in a supercar, go in a fast car, and sit in one. And he came to the museum, and his favorite car of all time was a Veyron. We put him in the car. Believe it or not, on a Saturday afternoon, we fired up in the museum, in the gallery, and we took it out the door, and we gave this young man a ride, and that was his final wish, and it's very touching, very sentimental for all of us at the museum.
Absolutely. What a great thing to do for a young man, and absolutely fantastic story, buddy, and an amazing vehicle. I mean, I've drooled over them at many Concours events, and I've never had the pleasure of driving one. Only a handful of journalists I know have had the pleasure, but 16 cylinders, four turbos, and a rather luxurious interior and chock full of all kinds of high technology pieces. And that's pretty much the theme of the supercar exhibits. When you go back into the 1980s, it was really Ferrari that kicked the supercar wars off with the 288 GTO, but Porsche came out with a 959 in 1988, which really set the world on fire. I mean, this was an all-wheel drive vehicle, twin-turboed, and had the ability to raise and lower its suspension, had lots of cool goodies. It was kind of a Learjet for the road, and that's one of the vehicles that you're showcasing, along with the Ferrari F40, which is really kind of a bare-bones race car almost. When you look in that car, there's not even body, there's not even panels on the doors. It looks like a race car.
Yes. There's an F40 on display. There's an F50 on display. And mm-hmm. there's a 959 also on display. And our curator, Leslie Kendall, has been able to acquire the most incredible cars. And again, I encourage anybody to get out to the West Coast, but please come by the Peterson Automotive Museum and take a look at supercars. It's quite an exhibit.
And coming up on July 9th, you've got a very unique event happening. You're combining both exhibits, Scooters and Supercars Day. What's going to be happening on that day, buddy?
Our education department is going to have people bring their supercars and bring their scooters, and they're going to place them on the third floor of the parking structure. And we're going to have a little mini car show and scooter show, which is going to be fun and terrific. In addition, Grulos, which is the official car care product of the Peterson Automotive Museum, are going to have a number of their personnel there to teach people how to properly detail their vehicles, and we're going to have a big, huge display of Grios products in the museum store for purchase.
Oh, that's fantastic. Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit more about the history of the museum. Of course, I worked for Motor Trend for 10 years and had the pleasure of interviewing and knowing the late Robert E. Peterson. He and his wife Margie were the folks that started the museum, and the building itself is quite unique. I believe at one time it was a department store. Tell us about that, buddy.
Actually, it was two department stores. The first department store was built by a Japanese company called Seibu, and that it was built in the 50s, and Seibu I believe, lasted about a half a dozen years as a department store in Los Angeles. And then a department store by the name of Orbach, bought the building and was in it probably for 20, 25 years. And they eventually closed down. And Bob Peterson, and this man has incredible foresight, saw this building and said, this would make a perfect automobile museum. And he went ahead and wrote a check for it. And here we are today. We have 300,000 square feet of a building, and there's about 180,000 of that is displayed.
That's fantastic. And during the course of an average year, how many people visit the Peterson Museum, Buddy?
We have about 150,000 to 160,000 paid people. And then we have about 30,000 more come to the museum who are there for special events. We have five different special event areas in the museum that corporations, individuals, you have an anniversary, a birthday party, a product launch, whatever, a Christmas party. So we have about 30,000 more people come to the museum for special events. And then we have about 12,000 children who, through the kindness of Margie Peterson, come through the museum at no charge, and they're kids from the LAUSD, which is the Los Angeles Unified School District, and they're taught about the automobile and how it impacts Los Angeles and the culture of Los Angeles, et cetera.
And that's so important. I know education is one of the foundations of the museum, and you guys do such a wonderful job in doing just that, bringing kids in and showing them the history of the automobile and how the automobile has touched all of us, and particularly the effects of Los Angeles on the entire automotive world. I mean, so much of automotive history is embedded there in Los Angeles, and you guys do such a wonderful job of chronicling that in the museum. So it's a great job that you do there with the kids.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's a very rewarding thing that we do, bringing all these children through the museum. It's very heartwarming.
Tell our listeners who have never been to the Peterson about the first floor, which is very unique in the way that the vehicles are displayed. We'll do that when we come back on the other side of this upcoming break here with Buddy Pep, who's the executive director of the Peterson Automotive Museum, live here on Auto World.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you. Ain't that a fine machine?
Indeed. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're live all across North America. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long, along with Buddy Pep, the executive director of the Peterson Automotive Museum in Los Angeles, California, who just received an award at a Concours event in California for his Ferrari Dino. Congratulations again on that, Buddy. What's the color scheme on your Dino?
It's red, black. It's Ferrari red. Of course, Ferrari made many, many different colors of red, but it's red, black.
Excellent. And before the bottom of the hour break, I was asking you to describe the design of the first floor of the museum, the way the vehicles are integrated into street scenes, and you've even got a dealership in there. It really kind of sets the tone for the vehicle and the era in which the vehicle was popular.
That's correct. The first floor is called Streetscape, and we start after you come past the admissions desk. We start with basically a small shop where they hand fabricated cars around the turn of the century, and then you continue through into the 20s and 30s, and there is an authentic dealership, as you said, Bob, in the streetscape, and we change the cars that are in that dealership about twice a year. Currently, 37 Chevrolets are in that dealership, and the next cars will be Cadillacs and LaSalles. So that's going to be fun. We also have a display of the first strip center that occurred in Los Angeles, that is located, believe it or not, only about a mile from the Peterson Automotive Museum. So there was this is the actual strip center, and we recreated it, and it's a wonderful, wonderful example. And in front of the strip center, we have a lot of cars from the 20s and 30s. We have an authentic gas station, service station from the 20s, teens and 20s. And then you progress through the streetscape, and you have an authentic 50s hot rod shop, speed shop. And we get into a chop shop where 50s customs were built, 50 Mercs, that type of thing. And then we get into Indy cars and cars in the 50s. And it's quite an amazing work of art, the way they engineered the whole thing.
Absolutely. Why don't you tell our listeners about the exact location? It's located in an area of Los Angeles very close to Beverly Hills, and it's called Museum Row. Tell us about that and also the hours at the museum.
The museum is located at 6060 Wilshire Boulevard, as you said, on Museum Row. It's also known as the Miracle Mile. And in the 50s, the promoters wanted to promote the area, and they called it the Miracle Mile, and it still is. It's a wonderful area. And directly across the street from the Peterson is LACMA, which is the Los Angeles Art Museum. And we have the La Brea Tar Pits right up the street, which is also the Page Museum. We have Folk Art Museum also on Museum Row, and Art and Architectural Museums. And there must be about, 10, 12 different museums on the Miracle Mile.
Excellent. And they're all very accessible right there. It's one of the busiest intersections I remember in all of Los Angeles, not that far from the Peterson.
Right. The Peterson Automotive Museum is located on the corner of Fairfax and Wilshire, and it has been declared the third busiest intersection in the city of Los Angeles. So you can imagine how much traffic we get and how many passerbys we get. It's a great location for the museum.
Excellent. Tell us a little bit about your own personal automotive history, buddy. I know that you've been very, very active in California for a long, long time, but share a little bit of your own personal background with our listeners.
Okay. When I was 3 years old, my parents bought a house directly next door to a service station. And for those of us who are old enough to remember service stations, it was a full service station where you pull your car up and guys in uniforms would come out and check your tires and check the oil and check the coolant water and fill your tank up and wash your windshield, et cetera, et cetera. So as a little boy, I was a early teenager. I used to work in a service station and grew up wanting hot rods. And my first car was a 1950 Ford with a 3/8 by 3/8 flathead with two Stromberg 97s on it. And I had that car for about 6 or 7 years through high school and college. And then I did what most of us have done, and I went to work and got out of the hobby for a number of years, and had the wonderful privilege of getting married to a wonderful lady and had 3 kids. And then I started the manufacturing business and built up some manufacturing businesses and sold them along the way. And my last business I sold in June of 08. And so I have about a dozen cars at the present time. And there's a lot of hot rods, some Italian, some Americana, even a fire engine.
Oh, that's great. What year fire engine do you have?
1922 Ford Model T.
Oh, and wow.
It was a Darley fire engine, and it came out of the Chicago area.
Oh, that's fantastic. And you noted some hot rods. Any particular hot rod you'd like to tell us about?
I have 332s. I have a highway roadster, a full-fendered 5-window and a full-fendered 3-window. The roadster is quite a car. It has a flathead in it, 48 Merc flathead in it and two Stromberg 97s on it with 37 LaSalle gearbox. It's a beautiful car. I really enjoyed driving it. In fact, next weekend, next Saturday and next Sunday is going to be the L.A. Roadster Show in California, where hundreds, I'm not even too sure how many of them, Roadsters are going to be on exhibit at the L.A. Roadster Show. So I will have mine out there. And if I may plug another wonderful event, if anybody has a chance to come to Beverly Hills on Father's Day on Rodeo Drive, famous Rodeo Drive, they're going to have a car show featuring Italian cars.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
And there's going to be about 80 cars and a lot of Italian food and Italian music and costumes and dresses and clothing, and it should be one wonderful Father's Day.
Absolutely. That sounds like an incredible event. Well, buddy, it's absolutely been a pleasure having you here on Auto World. We should also tell folks about a special program coming up for kids from 6 to 12 this summer. It's called Culture, Craft, and Cars. Summer Camp 2011, there are two separate weeks in July, and this sounds like a wonderful education program, buddy.
It is, and it's very, very popular, and it's limited to a small number of kids who are fortunate enough to get in, and if any kids in Southern California are interested, I strongly advise them to call the museum as soon as possible and get their child enrolled, because it's a lot of fun and great supervision, and it's wonderful.
And now you've got the Johnny Rockets there, and, of course, the wonderful gift shop at the Peterson, so you can make it a day and have lots of fun. Why don't we give out the official website for the museum, buddy?
www.PetersonAutomotiveMuseum. That's it. We look forward to having everybody come by the museum when they're in Southern California.
Wonderful. Thank you, buddy. A pleasure.
Thank you very much, Bob. Very appreciate being on.
All right. Sounds great. We'll take a pit stop, and then we're going to talk to a representative from Chubb Insurance. Don't go away. This is Auto World.
Today on The Long Drive, what's Ford doing in the hybrid realm? The Long Drive is brought to you by LifeShield.
So is it too late to talk to the kids?
Yeah, they're already asleep.
I really miss you guys.
Well, then you should tell your boss, no more business trips.
Yeah, right, that'll go over well. Anyway,
I just heard a noise downstairs.
What?
Oh, my God, someone's in the house.
Call 911 and don't move.
But they're already in the house.
Don't put your home and your family at risk. Call LifeShield Home Security today, 877-404-7453. Get the best protection at the best price. It's 65% less expensive than ADT or Broadview. And with three layers of backup protection, LifeShield's wireless system stays on during power outages if your internet goes down, even if your phone lines are cut.
I have to get the kids.
Just wait for the police.
And right now, get 30 days of free home security with LifeShield's risk-free trial. Call 877-404-7453. Protect your home and family now. Call 877-404-7453 or visit trylifeshield.com for more. Call 877-404-7453 now.
There's lots of confusion out there. The difference between a hybrid vehicle, a partial hybrid vehicle, an electric car. Well, let's find out more from Sharif Markabee, Ford's Director of Electric Vehicle Projects.
We've had hybrid electric vehicles, which is what HEV stands for, and we launched last year the second generation, which is the Ford Fusion Hybrid. And the hybrid electric vehicle, which we call them full hybrid, which is, runs on high voltage, usually over 350 volts battery. What it is, it's a combination of the traditional powertrain with a gas engine, and then it's supplemented with electric power from the battery.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. We got the trivia question out there. I forgot about that one. We've had a couple of guesses here. Dodge, no. Chrysler, no. Duesenberg, no. Which car company brought us the electric turn signal? 1937, 38, somewhere in that area. American car manufacturer. Which one? 800-259-9231. Well, now joining us on the broadcast is a gentleman who is a representative of Chubb Collector Car Insurance to tell us all about the latest with Chubb and their price guide. Here's Jeff Walker. Jeff, welcome to the broadcast. How you doing?
Good, Bob. How are you today? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing fine. Thanks so much. So tell us all about this really exciting news that Chubb has partnered up with the folks at Sports Car Market. We have a great affiliate station in Portland, Oregon, KPAM, and that's where Sports Car Market is located. And you've come out with this price guide. Tell us about it.
All right. Great. Yeah, the price guide actually is basically electronic version, souped-up version, if you will, of a classic car guide, something that you might have found in your pocket a few years ago if you were walking around a car show or found in a goodie bag. But what our app does is actually allow the car enthusiast, car collector, or potential car collector go out and basically start their homework on classic cars, or help somebody that does have a classic car maybe learn a little bit more about it, or get a good sense about what the value of their car is. The app is designed basically just to, you know, just to get information about classic cars out there, and I think we've covered all the years and all the makes pretty well.
That's wonderful. And as you and I were talking about a little bit earlier, I mean, this is a great tool to have if you're at an auction or an event where vehicles are for sale and perhaps one is tempting you and you want to do a quick research update on a specific vehicle. It can all be done right there instantaneously.
Exactly. Yeah. If you have an iPad or an iPhone or an Android phone, you are able to put this app right on there. And yeah, if you're walking around, either a classic car auction or you're, shopping around on the internet, looking around, you can always pull in the year, make, and model of that vehicle, see what the collectability of it is, see what the estimated value of the car is in its current condition. And you can also go and look and see, what other cars, were sold, like the one that you may be looking at, and see if the price that's being asked is in line with what the market is. So it really is a great tool to help somebody make a decision on whether a car is right for them or not.
And will it, in fact, Jeff, help you search in your area as well if you're looking for a particular car?
Yeah, absolutely, Bob. What you can do is you can put in your zip code, and you can stretch the miles out from 5 miles from your front door all the way out to, you know, as many miles as you want, and it will search for those cars for you. We look on eBay, we'll look on Craigslist, we'll look at some other outlets where automobiles might be listed, so we'll bring the results to you.
That's great. And tell us about some of the other latest happenings at Chubb. I know you were down at the Greenwich Concours d'Elegance, and that's always a nice event, a two-day event in Greenwich, Connecticut.
Yeah, that's right, Bob. Chubb Collector Car had a tent there, and I was fortunate enough to attend. And we saw over 2 days just a great bunch of cars. As we discussed earlier, Greenwich is a unique concours in the way that it presents itself. That on Saturday, it's all American cars, domestic cars. And then on Sunday, it's actually all imported cars. And this year's theme was actually what they called mid-century hybrids. So vehicles that may have been, you know, bodied by Zagato and had American power, you know, so on and so forth. So some of those vehicles were actually present both days. It was a real treat to see.
Absolutely. And a little while back, you attended an event in California, the Melee. Tell us about that event.
Yeah, the Melee is great. You know, I've been in the business for a while now. We get to go to, you know, a variety of different types of events. And the California Melee really was a truly unique event. It covered 1,000 miles of Northern California roads starting out in San Francisco. And, myself and Bill Crowley, our worldwide auto claims manager, actually had the good fortune of going out and being able to chase the rally. We were the route mechanics, you know, assistant mechanics basically to the chief mechanic, and we got to see about 70 classic cars be thrown, if you will, through the winding and twisting roads of Northern California. It was a real treat.
Oh, that must have been great fun. And explain to our listeners, I'm sure there are some folks listening right now who don't quite get the difference between regular car insurance and collector car insurance. There are some really specific advantages to going the collector car insurance route over your normal policy.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Bob. What we see a lot is we see a lot of classic cars may be insured on your regular automobile insurance policy, and a lot of people are surprised to find that you can actually get insurance for your classic car pretty inexpensively, just due to the nature of how classic cars are used. Typically, classic cars, as you know, are used pretty infrequently. You know, some of the nicer states, they are used a little bit more frequently, but where I'm at in the Northeast and with my classic car, it doesn't see the light of day for about a good 5 months out of the year, so... which is unfortunate, but yeah, due to the nature of how classic cars are used, the insurance risk is pretty low, and I'll avoid going into any further insurance mumbo-jumbo, but you know, it's a good risk for us.
Excellent. Tell us, what's your personal classic car?
Well, I have a 1967 Camaro that we've had for a few years now. Actually, it's been a passion shared by both myself and my father. He was the one that got me into all of this. So we collectively blame him. But we have a 67 Camaro. It's a great car. We showed cars for quite a many years, and we've restored many cars. And, you know, the 67 Camaro that we have now, it's a great driver. It's fun to take out. It still turns heads and makes noise.
That's great. And speaking of restoring cars, that's often an issue sometimes with certain collector car insurance companies. If you're in the process of restoring a vehicle, what happens to your coverage if you do business with Chubb?
Well, that is a great question. And being that, you know, a lot of the guys and gals at Chubb Collector Car were into the hobby, we understand it. If somebody is restoring their classic car, what we will do is we will insure the car as long as it meets, you know, our guidelines. And what we allow the customer to do is increase the value of that car as it's being restored, you know, basically from the ground up. So if you're working on a car that might only be a $10,000 vehicle which you purchased, but at the end of the restoration it may be worth something like, you know, $30,000 or $40,000, and we can incrementally bump up the value of that car on the insurance policy for you as the restoration is being done.
That sounds great. Where is the best place online for folks to get the latest and greatest information on all things Chubb?
Well, you can find us at chubbcollectorcard.com. We are re-releasing our website, hopefully within the next week or so, so stay tuned for that. We're going to have some blog features on there. It's going to definitely be a place for card people to go and check out. You can also find us on facebook.com/chubbcollectorcard. We have about 10,000 fans. We encourage everybody to go and join the community. And finally, we're on Twitter, twitter.com/chubbcollector. And we really try and get out on Twitter and bring everybody, happenings at these events as we're at them.
Speaking of events, do you have any future events on your calendar that you can share with us? Anything upcoming?
Well, we actually, as we speak, we have some of the people that I work with on their way back from the Elegance at Hershey, which I believe was the first time for that show out in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and there was a hill climb there. And I've yet to get the other details. I think a thunderstorm blew through there this afternoon and kind of closed the concourse down a little bit early. But the next show for me personally will be Pebble Beach this year, which is always a great show. The weather there always usually holds out, and the cars there are just obviously top notch. But we do some, we go to several other shows throughout the year. We're going to be at the Glenmore Gathering in Canton, Ohio, which is a great show. It's a great local Concours, high quality car show up. And, again, smaller shows throughout the country, we do make it to.
Wonderful. Do you have a dream collector car yourself, Jeff, that you'd like to slide alongside that 67 Camaro?
Well, I'll tell you, it's funny that you ask that. Being a Chevy guy growing up my entire life, working in the classic car business now for the past few years, I've really gotten a taste of what's out there. And I've really had a keen eye on mid to late 70s Porsche 911. They are still very attainable cars. I hear that they run great, they handle great, and that the look is obviously timeless.
Absolutely. Good choice. Hey, Jeff, thanks for joining us here on Auto World.
Bob, thanks for having me.
That's going to do it for this hour of the program.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.